Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri and I'm joined with Aaron Green, who is the host of On the Clock, and we're having a mashup Man Down Wednesday. There you go, Wednesday. And we have, of course, Ian Munnings, who's our regular here, to be our guest host. And of course, we're going to have giveaways, and we have a number of questions because we have a number of prizes, and we're going to push through that and make sure that a number of persons take advantage of these prizes. So before I even go on to what I want to talk about today, I want Aaron to ask one more question so we can have more people calling in and taking advantage of these prizes. So go ahead, Aaron.
Okay. Is another question. Who was the last, which group was the last Junkanoo champions of the 20th century? Which Junkanoo group was the last champions of the 20th century?
That's a trapped question because you now even know what, which is the 20th century and how to calculate that.
Yeah, Mike, because we got a big prize. We're giving out the $100 gift certificate.
Oh, it's real money we're giving out.
Lifestyle Deli.
So the last, what the question is again?
Which Junkanoo group was the last champions of the 20th century?
So far we have given out two prizes and we're trying to give out more. And I wanted to discuss FTX. I mean, you see me here deliberating with Aaron. Should we talk FTX?
Yeah.
Right? And I said, but FTX is trending. Everybody wants to talk to FTX. And the boy got to be deported today. Is deported the right word? Is he going to be deported?
No, that's not the right word. He's going to be extradited.
So deported and extradited is not the same thing?
They're two different things.
Listen,
if I'm putting you in my country, you're getting deported or that's extradited?
When you're being deported, a deportee has no choice in his...
This buddy have no choice?
No, he can sign a waiver. He signed the waiver.
Even if he didn't sign, he's going to still send him? Ask 90.
No, what happened
there? You want to ask 90?
What happened there was something different.
Oh, okay.
Because
if we was going to send him out, Aaron.
If Samuel still faced charges here in the Bahamas at the time,
yeah,
as a Bahamian citizen, he has the right to apply to
the treaty, et cetera.
He should not be able to exercise.
I don't think that he has Bahamian citizenship.
So that was an illegal
procedure. And I want to know
if he
has Bahamian citizenship, I want to know who gave him that and what they give him that for. Anyway, I have a call on the line, and then we go to that clip. And Aaron wants to say something. I think she has some text. But go ahead, caller. Let's see what's happening.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, the Saxons were the last winners of the 20th century. Go ahead, before us straight.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. Can you give me... Listen.
Aaron, you have got my number now. 436-6184. You got my number.
You got to get the producer the number.
436-6184?
Yes, honey.
Okay.
Do you have that then? So we don't have to go to the producer?
We don't have to go to the producer.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Absolutely.
So I want to ask the next question. You have a text.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. So to the texter with the last four digits 4108, because you texting in, I got a small prize for you for this answer, right?
Oh, so they text something too?
Yeah, they text something too.
And you're still going to give them a prize?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And give them a prize.
No problem.
Absolutely.
We have enough.
Yeah, plenty.
But after you give us that contribution.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Johnny K. Can done.
Yes. So let's ask the next question so we get as many people to take advantage.
Here's the next question. Who are the first Junkanoo champions of the 21st century?
Okay. So, JJ, you can't call back.
You can answer that one.
Tell someone else to call. But so how much prize we give us so far? That's four? Because we're giving the Texas the second prize right there, right?
Right.
So that's four so far.
Right. Okay, watch this. Are we going to open it up to the texters?
Yeah, why not?
Right. From here on in, first to text or the call. Dear caller, I got a text come in.
No, let's go to the caller first.
Let's go to the caller.
Okay.
Caller first.
Yeah. Good morning, caller.
Body boys.
Madam, you have the wrong answer. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is not the correct answer.
The text messenger, what do you do?
All right.
What did the text say?
First text got it correct, but their text to you got the last one correct as well.
So you can't give him all the prizes.
Right, he can't get all the prizes.
You can give him one and then we can just go on to something else.
Yeah, you could only win one.
You could only win one, right?
Right.
Yeah, you win Texas, one. I understand. But you got,
so the Texas say, I won all.
He won. I don't blame them. we allow someone else to answer that.
Right. So the texter with the last number, last four digits, 1789, you won. It is the Saxons.
Okay. So Saxon won twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But something is taxing. We was talking about the FTX a second ago.
Yeah.
There's something that it's been on my mind in terms of, look at the Bahamians that have been along with these international persons. Speaking about the Bahamas and using certain terminologies like crooked and all of these particular things, I think that we have to look into something like that, because that
Miami still have freedom of press and freedom of speech.
I agree,
but there needs to be an answer, and this is why I have this clip. If Kermit can have it queue up, I want us to respond to that. I want the listening audience to listen to this, and this is actually a clip from the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Right, he addressed the same issue that you were bringing up. And what he announced to the public via WhatsApp. And I wanted that. I wanted people who didn't listen to WhatsApp to hear him. Kermit, do you have that? Is that queued up that you gave him to play? And if you get that queued up, play that so we can respond to that.
Public Service and Foreign Affairs, and today is Friday, the 16th of December, 2022. There's a phenomenon in the United States called Monday morning quarterbacking. This means after the Sunday game of football is lost, everyone and their grandmother can say what went wrong in the game and what should have been done to win the game. The problem is, for the game that was lost, it is a useless exercise, because the late Arthur Hanna used to say, Honorable Arthur Hanna used to say, when you win, you win, when you lose, you lose. Or, as Right Honorable Perry Christie used to say, it is what it is. So that is my thought to you on FTX and its spectacular collapse. Everyone and their grandmother, all the experts, the pundits, the legislators, are wringing their hands, propounding to the public, how did this happen? I told a friend of mine, whose wife got pregnant 15 years after their last child, when he called me up and he was upset, saying, I don't know how that happened. I told him, stop by me for a few minutes and I'll tell you how it happened. The point is this, FTX collapsed, that's a fact. We have to ensure that the applicable laws are applied in the U.S. and the Bahamas to recover losses where fraud existed. But this blame game that is directed at the Bahamas is not helpful and does not solve the problem. Every day there is some accusation being hurled at the Bahamas, but it is clear that the jurisdiction of the alleged fraud is not the reason the fraud happened. The alleged fraud happened because of acts of dishonesty, not because it was the Bahamas. We in the Bahamas can ask the question, how did the mastermind of FTX get on the front page of Forbes magazine, a U.S. magazine? Which nation's press called him the next Warren Buffett? So clearly, that was the United States. If he were able to fool them in the United States with all their wealth and technology, judge the Bahamas. I agree with Prime Minister Philip Davis. The criticisms about the Bahamas jurisdiction and rules is ridiculous. The argument is that we are crooked and lack transparency, but those are bald assertions with no evidence to back it up. The record appears to show that our regulators acted with dispatch. Our courts have done their duty. In the U.S. courts, they have to show how their own private international law rules will allow them to dispose of Bahamian land caught up in this matter. Such orders given by U.S. courts about Bahamian land would likely be nullity, it's been argued. So, Sir Franklin Wilson pointed out to the solution from his own experience with the Commodore liquidation. Both the authorities in the Bahamas and the U.S., including the Congress people, should work together to get redress for the victims and punish the guilty. Finger wagging and blaming the Bahamas won't solve the problems. In the meantime, I suggest that this accusation of 1,500 Bahamians withdrawing $100 million, that should be taken with a great deal of salt. You can't go by the thing you hear. Some advice for the intrepid souls of the FNM who think that they want to jump on this bandwagon of attacking the Bahamas. Cool your heels, hold your horses. My guess is the FTX ain't the political bonanza you think it is. So, God bless you. God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And on this Friday, it's still PLP all the way.
Aaron, so What do you think of that? That was Fred Mitchell addressing, Minister Fred Mitchell addressing the issue of FTX, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he explained everything clearly. In particular, what I find interesting is, right, the liquidation process wants to control Bahamian land. They want to claim it and then sell it and give it to other people. Mm-hmm. And I say, that's Bahamian land. Government gives you permission to sell and to claim, right? And I'm saying, no, you can't claim it. I know what your foreign people saying, but the land is inside the Bahamas, and we have our own liquidators. It needs to be sorted with the Bahamian government and the Bahamian authorities. And I just can't entertain this idle talk about these foreign people want to talk about what they can do with our Bahamian land. But go ahead, Aaron.
How long will it take us to reinstate the Immovable Properties Act? See, because I appreciated what Mr. Mitchell was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very political. I was hoping for a more gubernatorial, I don't know if that's the right word, not as gubernatorial, for a governance style statement. I appreciate what he was saying,
mm-hmm.
and how he said it. Because the only thing I want to know is how long will it take to reinstate the Immovable Properties Act. I think it's important for larger countries to understand the particular and detrimental nature of this conversation. No, we are a small island developing state.
You're a capitalist
with
country,
a small, with a
You're trying to block capitalism.
With a small population.
You have socialist ideas, and I'm not going to entertain.
Oh, no, I don't have socialist ideas. It's a capitalist idea. How much will it cost you to move the island? How much it going to cost you to take up that piece of Albany and put it on the boat? The Betty K don't sail to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It sails to Florida. I know that. But it don't sail to Europe, and it don't sail to New York. How much money it going to cost you to pick up that piece of land and take it with you? Where you going?
Okay. I'm going to go to Ian next, but I want you to ask the next question so we can get some more gifts out. So, but as you look for that question, right, so we can get the gifts. Mm-hmm. Ian, there is a political party with a leader, Scrap Party, Scrap Party, right, who is now joining international persons in terms of suggesting that our government, the Bahamian government, has colluded, and that's my word, colluded with Samuel Bankman-Fried, right, in order to take advantage of their investors inside FTX. This is what is suggested, right? And in fact, the leader of this particular party, in fact, called Bahamian names, about 3, 4, 5, 6 different Bahamian names, mm-hmm. and say more likely they plan to sue them, right? So more likely they are doing something untoward, corruption, I think is the word that they use. And none of these are founded. These are unfounded statements, and these are brash statements, especially when you addressing Bahamians. And I find that there are a number of Bahamians who are forwarding videos of
Bitboy crypto.
And I'm saying this is the only country that a foreign entity
would allow that
can come inside the home country, right, and debase the home country and the nationalism
libel.
I talk about the nationalism, that nationalistic concept of what Bahamians are or what that home country is. Don't take it in place to say, hey, who you is? How you get you to be criticizing our entire country and you foreign? How is it that you yourself have questionable history where people say that boy is untoward or have corruption inside the history of past? And then you have a local politician who also has questionable past in terms of could be corruption, whatever it is, right? And they have the audacity to come in our country and spew a narrative that our leaders, our country, is corrupt. I find that strange.
I'm of the opinion that the Bahamas at large is not understanding the detrimental spew of these individuals that are engaging in the conversation of saying that the Bahamas is a corrupt nation, point blank. We have the hard-working men and women of this country, and I believe the livelihood of our country is at stake when we have individuals that are supposed to be Bahamians that are using this platform or the opportunity to speak to the international bodies and say to those persons that the Bahamas point blank is a corrupt nation. I think that there has to be some level of or lines that has to be drawn with these individuals that are speaking this level of, I call it in a sense.
So what do you propose to be done? What do you propose?
They're Bahamians. They need to. They
you say something must be done. What do you propose to be done?
But I'm saying to you is that there has to be a conscious thought. When you're speaking, you are held accountable also for what you say, what you speak, what you say. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is this, is that these international persons are coming in our country, and while in our country, they're taping in our country, and they're taping these negative things about our country. I think that all Bahamians should be up in arms, in a sense.
I know, I up in arms.
All.
I want to stop this.
And then the thing is, the individual that are running the scrap group, we call it the scrap group, for him to say that he is a Bahamian and that
Bahamian
he loves, he's a nationalist,
yes,
and he loves the Bahamas. And under no circumstances, in my opinion, you're supposed to basically speak against your country in a sense like that. Not on no forum like that. I think we have our difference of opinions, but you're not supposed to take it to that level.
Go ahead, Aaron, comment, then ask your question, then go to the caller.
I was shocked. I'm wondering how could you accuse the government of prioritizing foreigners over Bahamians, and then here you are prioritizing foreigners over Bahamians. And I don't just mean overlook any question of impropriety because it's a Bahamian involved, and so we're not interested in resolving it. What I mean is you got Bahamians waiting 20 years to go before the courts. You got Bahamians waiting 20 years to go before the courts. We got people who are being granted bail after being brought before the courts multiple times on charges like murder and attempted murder and things like that.
Yeah.
And they're being granted bail because of the delay in the processing of their cases. But you're going to clog up the court's time with this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the thinking.
Mm-hmm. Agenda. But go, yeah. Ask a question. I see we have a call.
Okay, so the next question is this. The first day of filming for which Beatles, you know, the musicians
help.
I need somebody help. The first day of filming for which Beatles movie began in the Bahamas on February 23rd, 1956?
Okay, say it again.
The first day of filming for which Beatles movie began in the Bahamas on February 23rd, 1965.
So Beatles filmed the movie here.
Yeah, the first day of filming.
Yes, and you want to know where that, yeah. what date that was.
There was filming all around the world, but the first days of filming this movie began in the Bahamas.
I didn't know the Beatles came to the Bahamas. Anyway, we have a caller.
Good morning, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
I can't wait so long with you and your panel, Nuri.
Hi, welcome.
We need justice, law, and order in this country, but I want to say something. When I say just in this country, I'm speaking of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But I want to make 2 points, but this is not my main point. I've gone back to when Aaron, you and Sparky had that little dialogue.
Uh-huh.
You know, I am I'm a voluntary teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
And you must, when you are the teacher,
mm-hmm.
you must take authority over the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Why you're a teacher? Because you're smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Other thing is, I think the three of you missed the situation with Sam.
Okay.
Okay? Here it is. The unit measurement are being shorted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is one of the reasons why the Prime Minister... Philip Davis wanted the shops them to cut back on some of the price of some of this stuff. You see, but that ain't gonna help the problem we have. Oh Lord, what's the word I want to use here? Anyhow, to make it simple, when you taking all the money. Out of the dollars out of the environment and out of the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want what you would call what that thing Sam has? What do you call that? You want sand dollar and stuff like that?
No, but see, no, because there's a difference between sand dollar and crypto.
Say it again,
Braymond. There's a difference. Turn down your radio.
But my point is. The unit measure are being short.
I got you.
Shortened. In other words, the dollar has strength.
I got you.
And that's the problem.
I got you, Raymond. Thank you very much. What I was saying was, don't mistake, though, that there's a difference between cryptocurrencies and central bank digital currencies. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. And the sand dollar is not, I repeat, it is not a cryptocurrency. So we have the answer.
You have the answer?
Yeah, it came in via text.
Okay.
The answer is help. The question was, the first day of filming for which Beatles movie began in the Bahamas on February 23rd, 1965? And that movie is Help. I even gave the answer.
You didn't know.
I knew. I knew. I was giving them a hand. So
no
we
problem.
Got an answer. We got a text. I got your information, texter. The movie that they filmed here was called Help.
Okay. I don't want to continue this conversation. Then there's a narrative about the possibility of the Bahamas as a jurisdiction was being inadequate in terms of governing, presiding over the FTX cryptocurrency environment, right? Mm-hmm. And their suggestion that the DARE Act that was implemented is insufficient, mm-hmm. is inadequate. And that is the reason why the Bahamas should be critiqued or criticized. It said that they didn't do policing. And I'm trying to say that the United States have something similar, their act or anything like that? Or is it that we should be concentrating on the person who perpetrated the crime or the alleged crime or fraud instead of the jurisdiction itself? It seems as if we are judging the jurisdiction, which has laws, right? And we expected the person to be honest and do their job. And the crime isn't it being we not doing our jobs or the Bahamas not doing his job. The crime is that the gentleman committed fraud. And that could have been done all over the world. And in fact, it was done all over the world because there's FTX Europe, FTX United States, FTX Japan or some sort, FTX Bahamas. And that same fraud has been done again and again or straight through the world.
I'm glad you would make mention something like that. The other day when we were listening to the snippet that you played on the radio, it started to say about the new president for the FTX when he was saying about the corruption. And they was asking the question, when did this level of corruption start? He said, from conception. So my thing is if the U.S. governing body realized that this was happening from the inception of him doing his sort of businesses, why didn't they step in then when it first started? The next question is, if he was offloading monies from the FTX and transferring it into the hedge fund, do you know the regulatory things he'd have to go through even to start to have a hedge fund in the U.S.? And you're now taking large amounts of monies from one particular unit and transferring it to the next unit, and there was no alarm that it ringed off in America? It's fascinating to know that.
You know, I'm very concerned about the entire conversation, particularly coming from the global north, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one of the things that C. Allen Johnson said is that, look, the act regulates the things that can be regulated. If I'm paraphrasing, right? And the things that haven't been regulated are things that cannot be regulated, right? I'm very concerned about this narrative because digital currencies are not going anywhere.
No, they're here to stay.
And cryptocurrencies, a separate thing, they're not going anywhere, right? And so it suggests to me that y'all are fine with cryptocurrencies once you all, by you all I mean the global north, have the ultimate right to regulate. Right? That's what concerns me about the narrative and about the language that's being used, right? They're painting a picture that it's impossible for these other countries to regulate this thing, but we're going to try because we think we have the best chance
at it. And it tells a tale that they consider themselves to be the elite, the know-it-all, the one above everyone else.
Yeah.
And that we persons in the Bahamas who went to the same university as them. In fact, leaders inside their universities are incompetent in terms of creating any new laws or any type of jurisdiction or control over anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So I got a text here that says, the one thing we are forgetting, however, is that the Bahamas did a public awareness campaign around the globe heralding the dynamics of the DARE Act as its first in its kind, and the Bahamas being the pioneer. So I believe the criticisms from the U.S. are warranted in that aspect.
But the DARE Act works. That's how we were able to freeze the assets and start the process.
Right.
So the DARE Act works.
Right. So the DARE Act does what it was intended to do. And the question is, can any form of regulation achieve what it is that they expected the DARE Act to achieve? Right? Like, why do you keep insisting that we can't play with crypto because we can't regulate it? But in another breath, you're going to say, but crypto is an unregulatable thing. Mm-hmm. It's a trap. There is no intention for us to ever be able to establish ourselves as a, not just a leader, but a player in the space. And what comes with it, it will be a constant threat that, are you prepared to risk your financial services industry? And then in every individual decision will be, what will this do to you?
I think we're highly regulated, so I don't think our financial industry is at risk. I think we are having unwanted, unfounded criticism.
Exactly. It shouldn't be at risk, but the same conversation that some of the critics have, which is every time we achieve a marker, you move the goalposts. Yes. And will we continue to see that process, not just that conversation, will we continue to see that actual process now with our incursion into, I don't want to say incursion because it suggests that it's somebody else's space, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to get into it, when in fact, perhaps you all should pay us.
We were trailblazers. The audacity of what we are doing is something that should be commended and celebrated and cherished. And the idea that there are behemoths who cannot see that, that we are trailblazers inside this.
But a lot of things.
But a lot of things. But it's just nature of us.
But we still have to remember what was said from the Honorable Fred Mitchell. He said that this particular individual was on the Forbes, and they described him as the new Warren Buffett.
Yes.
This guy had the FTX on the Miami arena.
He heralded in the United States as the new guy.
The new Warren Buffett, the new billionaire. The reality of it is this. You said, the guy, he's speaking to Congress, he said that the start of the corruption was from the beginning, from the onset. So if they, in America, they knew that this was happening from the onset, why was he able to go so deep in what he did? And now, because it's the Bahamas, you have so many things to say, see it.
All right.
Okay, but let's go some text.
All right. Let's start at the beginning. Good morning, Mashup Gang. So our government is like monkey see, monkey do. The U.S. likes steal so we can steal too. He buy the land with stolen money and we keeping him in Fox Hill. The U.S. don't need them for nothing. Aaron, same text of this government showing exactly how corrupt and rebellious our country is. Send SBF home. U.S. soon cut us off permanently. Throw us in the garbage with Cuba and find other countries with beautiful beaches.
That ain't never happened.
But America listening to y'all too, so when they slap an injunction on y'all show for slander, what y'all gonna do?
It can't be slander. It's the truth. We are speaking the truth. We're speaking the history of that particular jurisdiction. What I'm trying to say is the criticism of the Bahamas is unwarranted.
There are behemoths
who have just bought in. And especially when we have foreign persons who you know manipulating the truth, manipulating the narrative, you know it's untrue, and then we swallow it whole heart. And I think that is from colonialism, that slavery has done something to us that any white foreigner come here can say anything about us.
I took a moment. Today is the 21st of December, right?
Yes.
The CARICOM Reparations Commission, right, is having an event today, 12 noon our time. It's their response to the Netherlands' apology for African enslavement, right? The Netherlands has apologized for their role in African enslavement. And they're having a media engagement from apology to action. That's today, right? I want to make this link. See, the main thing that we're asking for in reparations is the acknowledgement. Before any money is given, or anything, compensation, the acknowledgement that the very same systems that enabled, promoted, and perpetuated the enslavement of Africans in the transatlantic slave trade still exist today. And until those systems are changed, no amount of money you could ever give us will give us an advantage or make us right or make us whole.
And I want to ask you a question when I go to the caller here.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who say Africans are to blame? They sold us into slavery and we need to stop blaming Europeans. And this apology from the Netherlands is a moot thing because it's Africa who's responsible for slavery. But let's go to the call and then you can think.
I don't need to think about that. I think we're going to. No, I just need to say this word, chattel. Before you think about slavery, research what chattel slavery is. Go to the caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning again.
All right, turn your radio down. There we go.
It's down.
There we go.
Yes, like I was thinking with this FTX business and all this talk going around, but who's to blame? And y'all was talking about the properties in Albany. Don't he owe Bohemian persons money as well?
Yes, but with the liquidation, it's now all in the pool. So it's owe everybody money.
I know, I understand that. But if the properties that here in our country, okay, is a part of what he is owing people, should not our property in the Bahamas be ask Bohemians if they would like their portion of that as a part of payment, use that to divide between Bohemians who is owed monies in this country?
I appreciate what you're saying, but I think that goes against like the quote-unquote laws of liquidation, right? There needs to be equal and equitable access. And they want to avoid the idea that a Bahamian regulatory body is preferencing or prioritizing Bahamians over others.
I don't mean for the Bahamians to do it.
Yeah.
I mean for it to be done in general overall once they come to that point of dividing up the monies and properties and stuff. Because it's Bahamian owned, it's in the Bahamas. And you can't take it and carry it. We ain't want y'all come here anyway to try and say y'all taking all our property, do what y'all want to do with it because we can't do it in America.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I think it would make sense when you get to that point in the case to say, okay, let's ask the Bahamian government if the Bahamian persons who are owed this money will prefer a portion of the land to cover their bill.
Now, you know what's going to happen, right? Like, because I think that's a great idea that why wouldn't you allow the, what do you call them, creditors, the people who are owed money to receive assets that are already domiciled in their country to compensate them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to tell you that Albany is like a U.S. preclearance.
Yeah.
It don't really belong to us. They're going to suggest that, well, how could you do that when it doesn't really belong to them? I think that that's what they're going to suggest. But I would suggest that we'd use what I like to call the internet service provider model.
Mm.
That's where you just put the things in escrow. Whatever is domiciled in my jurisdiction, I'm putting it in escrow in a bank domicile in this jurisdiction. And I will indicate to all parties involved that these assets and whatever markers are in escrow domiciled in this jurisdiction. And when y'all sort that out, right, when y'all sort everything out, then we will begin to pay ourselves in this jurisdiction first from these assets that are in escrow and domiciled in this jurisdiction.
Okay.
That's, exactly.
I like to call that the internet service provider model.
You know, but another thing too is, what I see, like our government, they are too. It's like what Fred Mitchell is saying, kind of don't really make much sense because they don't cover the ground the way the persons them are beating us up and calling us names, and he's just putting out these quote unquote political points. And he's telling the FNM to watch what you say, but then what he say at the end of what he says, oh, PLP as always, PLP all the way. How is that helping the Bahamas?
Well,
to make it political, but you're telling the other party not to make it political. Come on, man.
Just
what kind of persons, what kind of persons out there speaking on our behalf? Go out there, request an audience with Congress. Somebody who's a strong Irish citizen was back here. Let him go there Ingram go there and speak on our behalf.
I get you, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You think there's a need for us to go to Congress and speak to...
Not to Congress. I mean...
And should we be subjected to their questioning and be a sovereign nation?
I think we should have had a representative to do one of the CNNs, and so, et cetera, to bring CNN? Our story to the forefront. But, Mitchell, to bring our part to the forefront.
The Foreign Affairs, Mitchell, was on one of those radio stations.
They need to be to the forefront.
But not just that. I realize that the statement, I think, that you played on the show, that's more of a response to politicians... And perhaps to some of these people who were present in the Bahamas for the purpose of...
It's a Bahamian audience.
Right.
That is specific. But you see, we have another call here. Let me just put that through, and then we get another question.
Yeah.
And then we soon have to go on the break. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, sir. And everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, we have to understand digital laws that we have and that exist globally and ours, which may be ahead of the global laws, and how they work in a digital realm for these assets. NFT, non-fundable token, should put that in YouTube for the people listening so they'll understand a little bit better. I'm disturbed that we had two superpowers here and they haven't spoken yet, Mr. Bill Clinton, Democrat, and Mr. Tony Blair. We need to hear from them. Secondly, reparations. The Native American Indian owned Miami, Key West, up to Virginia, up to Washington, up to Baltimore, all the way up to New York. 6,000 died on a march to put them on a reservation. Yet we don't hear a thing about them. Those were the original owners of the United States, not the Caucasian and not the African. Yet we don't hear a thing about it. And it's so sad. Now, how many people in the studio have any form of cryptocurrency?
I was under the impression that we as Bahamians were not allowed to trade in cryptocurrency. I could be honest with you.
There are some people who break the law.
Thank you.
But we can talk.
You.
But we could talk with liquidation.
If we were not allowed to have
Bahamian land.
Not allowed to have cryptocurrency. Aaron is right. You're on to something, Aaron.
I don't want. I have to cut you, Graham, because I don't want to be accused of snitching on anybody. These people love to call the station, Graham, and accuse me of snitching on people when all I do is sharing information with them so they don't get locked up.
Liberty say he
we're
bought
not
FTX.
To have cryptocurrency, which I think you are correct.
And Graham of cryptocurrency too.
Graham, don't incriminate yourself on my show and or on Cecil's show.
I need to call the police. I need to call the police on Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
Graham, tell you, you have the police. You have a U.S. account.
I don't know anything about you. Think so? You don't want to listen to a Bahamian expert?
No, it's not that. It's not that, Graham.
Hold on. I know radio decorum.
Graham, it's not
the law.
It's not that.
It's not incriminating. I'm asking you if it's the law that no Bahamian is allowed to trade. If it is, I'm questioning. Asking,
I don't know.
Graham,
this is logical. You don't want to hear logical.
No, it's not that, Graham. It's that we don't have the time to get into that.
Okay. Well, let me leave you with this one. Let me wrap up. Merry Christmas. And you should talk to the Bahamian experts that understand the sector and may have been using solar and the sun to get cryptocurrency for free and not putting money in anyone's exchange. It was discussed with Lester Cox in this show in great detail. But when you want to listen to the Bahamian experts, let me know. Stop listening to the foreigners that know less than us.
I think you were mistaken in the type of conversation that we're having. Hold on, Graham. You're mistaken in the type of conversation that we're having. If you're paying attention to the conversation that we're having, then you would understand that we're not relying on foreign experts over Bahamian experts in any way. We're not even questioning those aspects of crypto. We're having a conversation about the Bahamas and the impact of what's happened with FTX on the Bahamas. That's all. We got to go to a break, and I got 18 more questions I have to ask.
Please, yes. Anyway, we'll be right back. Guardian Radio in the AM. We are with Mashdown Wednesday with Aaron Green on the clock, and of course, Ian Munnings. We'll be right back again.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries.
by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give Hope for the Holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound joy and motivation to make the necessary changes in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
And welcome back to Guided Radio. If you see Kermit dancing to this song in his head in the background,
that's because you don't appreciate this music season.
It was nice. I don't know if it could be dancing like how Kermit dancing.
Hold on, you ain't hear this version of Mama.
No, this is the first time I actually hear it.
It's off the chain.
But you see Kermit's skeleton, though.
How exciting it is.
Mommy in the building. That's what's going on.
That's what it is. There you go. So, of course, we have some more questions to ask, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to put that forward. And you have any questions there to ask right now? Or we have something on the text you want to read?
All right. Let me get through some text.
Go get through some
text. Dear texter. 1789, yes, you did win a prize. They say they'd step out. Okay. They'd send a text and they step out and they didn't know, so you did win.
We're going to text everybody back. Anyone who wants, we're going to text them back.
Another text here. Sam decided to be extradited to the U.S. because they play Valley music in his cell.
Oh,
he is not a Valley. He's a Saxon, apparently.
I understand.
Text here. Wrong. Everyone is not Monday morning quarterbacking, in reference to Mr. Mitchell. They told us they had enacted very strong regulation for the industry. I concede. Call us fools for believing they could do something right for once. As simple as knowing the number of clients, the value of the funds held, and reporting if anything changed significantly, and a process to ensure money was only moved if the client submitted an order. We were wrong to assume that that wasn't
Remember, that's what crypto is, to have free access of movement.
Right.
So the idea that you said that's what needs to be done, that's anti-crypto.
See, that sounds like some of our local service providers, right? Like, they want to sell me electricity, and then when I tell them, but electricity is like a continuous provision,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't sell it to me. You don't give it to me in packets.
Yes.
And they tell me, no, it don't work like that. Mm. And I think they don't understand how crypto works and how a regulatory regime works,
yes.
right? The regulatory regime has to balance both the needs of the service provider and the needs of the people who are purchasing or using the service.
I see we have a caller there. So producer, patch that caller through.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron and CA and your other guests.
Good day.
I guess this soon be over, but I want you all to Google, right? FTX in-house psychiatrist. I mean, he broke the law when he had an American doctor working here. But I guess he had bad nerves, so the doctor came to work for him.
Now, hold on, caller. You know, with the Commercial Enterprise Act, right?
Like, yes.
that there may be a reason why he, if this is true.
Yeah, it is true. Dr. George.
Don't call the name. Don't call the name. Don't call the name.
All right.
Yeah, don't call the name.
It's the Google FTX in-house psychiatrist. He was there. He did the uppers and downers. Adderall.
Hold on. Call her.
Yes. I mean, this is real news.
Call her. Pause.
Yes.
First of all, we in the Bahamas, right? Second of all, myself and Mr. Newry, we have a responsibility as radio hosts to not allow callers to just say anything.
No. That's all global news. I mean,
pause. But you have seen Dear caller, I clicked the button. I'm going to click your button too, Mr. Munnings. Dear caller, I clicked the button just now because you refuse to pause and listen. Just because you've seen it on the global media doesn't mean that I or Cecil Newry have had an opportunity to see what you saw, to vet what you saw, to vet the sources of what you saw, to verify that everything is legit, right? This is a platform that extends to the entire world, and we have to be very careful about what we say on the radio. And a number of people get upset with me for cutting them. And sometimes I cut you because I cannot verify what you are saying. And I identify a risk. And on top of it, you wouldn't pause to help let me create context for what it is you're attempting to say. That's just not acceptable. It's not on. And we have to be more responsible than that. Dear caller, I am sorry, but next time I'm going to need you to pause for a second and listen to what it is I say.
Since we have 5 minutes, I need to get through at least one more question.
All right, you ready?
So go ahead.
Who is the youngest MP ever elected in the Bahamas, and how old were they when elected?
Yes. So you can win a prize for just answering, of course, Radio in Green. You can win a prize for just answering that. So we go straight to the phone line first and see what's happening. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me, caller?
Hey, good night, good day, Aaron, and good day, Cecil, and I guess your guests in there. Mm-hmm. I really want to go. I mean, could I just hypothetically guess what Travis Robinson? But I really don't want to. Even if I win, give it to someone else.
You got to give the age at the same time to get the answer.
Travis Robinson. I don't know. I know he's a young. He was what, 21 or 22?
We had to choose one. And then we'll see if it's right or wrong.
21. Let's go with 21.
Okay, you didn't get the entire question correct.
So, but even if you want to give me some, give it to someone who really... But Adrian...
I understand, Aaron, what you're saying. Aaron, personally, I can do that.
I'm proud of you for saying what you said just now.
Thank you.
You got to be responsible because even with this situation, with this FedEx thing, people are bringing our country down, you know. People are going on social media and talking bad about the country you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful, behaving people, what you give the world. Be
absolutely
very careful.
Thank you. Thank you, Dewey.
And y'all keep up the good work, Aaron. And happy Christmas to you and Cecil.
Happy absolutely. Christmas to you.
Let's
give that audience still, thank you very much, Dewey, a chance to call in and give the correct answer and to win this prize.
Who is the youngest MP ever elected in the Bahamas, and how old were they when they were elected? I think we have a text winner already.
Okay. So this is a good answer?
The answer is, of course, Travis Robinson, and he was 22 when he was elected, and he is from he won in Grantstown 2017 to 2021, and he's the youngest MP in the CARICOM at large.
I mean, he was recognized internationally. I remember a number of awards was rendered to him and accolades. So that's something that we as Bahamians should celebrate also, to have the youngest politician ever inside this region.
Absolutely. And before people think that I just being outrageous, right?
No.
About the commentary, in the paper today, there's a discrepancy, right? In the initial stories, what we read was that the U.S. made a communication with our government stating that they intend on beginning a formal extradition process. Mm-hmm. The Bahamas government say they lock up Sam on the statement that they intend on beginning the formal process.
Yes.
Today's paper, it says the U.S. government formally requested his extradition and then Sam was locked up, right? That's two different stories.
But it's two different jurisdictions. So the Bahamas decided to arrest and detain him.
No, but
based on the implied that they planned to.
But
to
what it said,
and then inside that same statement, it said they await the formal request.
Right, and in today's statement, it says that he was not arrested until the formal request was made.
So a formal request was made a long time.
Well, but this is it. This is the question. And if I was a good lawyer, I was sticking right in there. I get my finger right in there and I stick it in there, buddy. And so what I'm saying to the callers is even a statement like that, right? Like we have to be very careful what we report, what we say on the radio, how we entertain the people. These things are important. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Nuri, the rest of these questions we're going to have to leave till tomorrow.
To leave till what tomorrow is?
Thursday.
Tomorrow, Thursday? Oh, yeah, yes. We have the same show again.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
So we're going to finalize. We're going to finish up 12 days of Christmas tomorrow. Unless, of course, we show up with a whole bunch more prizes. And then we're going to have to extend it until the last week.
You think Dwight can give us more prizes?
Boy, look here. I think we could go in that newsroom right now and smile at him.
More Guardian prizes.
Yeah.
I like giving out Guardian prizes.
If you dance, I can sing.
Unless you're Kermit dancing. Kermit's not dancing the song.
That's because you ain't bringing him no Christmas gift.
That's what it is.
Trust that.
Valley coming.
We are all out of time, Mr. Valley.
Valley coming.
Say Valley.
We all out of time. We got to end the show right now.
Kermit, who's in the morning?
Spirit.
Spirit? No, not Roots. Okay, let's make a show.
He said Valley in the morning and Mama Baby Johnny Cake is morning.
I don't know who Kermit support.
I know who Kermit support. He support the Immortals. And y'all need to come support the Immortals too, one of the newest B groups out there. And come support the newest scrap group, the Chosen Ones, who are going to have differently abled and disabled members of the Bahamas community on bay with them. And then, of course, support the Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo people in the whole world.
And I see Sting say, pay $100 and you can rush with them. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with Aaron Green and Ian Munnings. That $100 is not bad. I might rush with Sting. Anyway, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.